Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 23rd. But first, the Department of Justice has reached a nearly $139 million settlement over the FBI's initial failures in investigating a sexual assault case involving disgraced former USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. More than 150 women and girls alleged Nassar sexually abused them under the guise of performing medical treatments. We'll have more on this story in our next episode at 6 p.m. Eastern. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified for a second day in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Prosecutors are trying to show how Pecker and Trump mutually benefited from their relationship. The former tabloid executive says he offered to publish positive stories about Trump and alerted him about damaging information involving women. Pecker testified about the catch-and-kill schemes he orchestrated on Trump's behalf, where Pecker allegedly agreed to help Trump buy stories that were potentially damaging to his 2016 presidential election and bury them. Prosecutors allege Pecker helped broker the hush money deal with Stormy Daniels as part of a larger conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election. Pecker also testified that Trump's former fixer and personal attorney, Michael Cohen, would ask him to run negative stories on Trump's political opponents. Pecker has been granted immunity in exchange for his testimony.
The time has come to finish the job to help our friends abroad once and for all.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the floor, urging his colleagues to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package today. The House passed the set of bills over the weekend, which include aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The measure also gives TikTok roughly 9 months to find a new owner or risk it being banned from U.S. app stores. The chamber is expected to have enough support to pass the package, which would then go to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. Newly unsealed court filings in another of Trump's criminal cases reveal that the former president promised to pardon his valet if Trump won a second term as president. Valet Walt Nauta was charged in June of last year with lying to the FBI and obstructing the investigation by special counsel Jack Smith into classified documents Trump took from the White House. Nauta pleaded not guilty. His attorneys declined to comment to CNN, and Trump's attorneys have not responded. Sales of new homes increased across the country last month, especially in the Northeast. That region experienced a robust 27.8% growth from February. But sales of existing homes, which make up most of the housing market, fell 4.3% in March. That's the sharpest drop in more than a year, according to the National Association of Realtors. Housing inventory has improved recently, but supply still isn't keeping up with demand. That means limited options for buyers, because more homeowners with low mortgage rates are choosing not to sell. Coming up, Prince Louis says cheese. Hey, welcome back. Britain's Prince and Princess of Wales released a new photo of Prince Louis today to mark his sixth birthday. It's the first image to be released by the family since a photo editing scandal erupted last month around an official family portrait released by Kensington Palace. That portrait was found to have been edited, and several international outlets pulled it from circulation. CNN's photo desk has analyzed today's image of Prince Louis and confirmed it's unedited. That's a wrap. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.